Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Robert Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. Robert Christensen is a 54-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 11-18-21, but at that time he was kneeling on the ground at the zoo. He did not offer a distinct mechanism of injury. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. He states surgery was scheduled to correct this, but then canceled by the last minute by his employer. Canceled at the last minute by his employer. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Paragraph for present complaints. He states he has pain. His knee is unstable. During workouts, and he has restricted movement. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he was seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care on 11-19-21, complaining of left knee pain since the previous day. He was evaluated and underwent x-rays of the knee. He was given an empirical diagnosis of left knee pain for which he was placed in an elastic knee brace. He returned on 11-29-21, stating originally he was kneeling for a long period while fixing a heater in the bear den at work. Bear is B-E-A-R. He said when he tried to stand, he felt like his knee was locked. He was wearing knee pads at the time. He was not improving as of this visit. In the paragraph, he did have coronary CT angiography on 11-23-21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Joseph Bernardini on 12-28-21. He diagnosed left knee injury with tear of the medial meniscus. He was followed by Dr. Bernardini over the ensuing weeks. He reviewed the MRI of the knee on 1-11-22. This had been done on 1-4-22 to be inserted. His review of the MRI was that it showed internal derangement meniscal tear, for which he referred the petitioner to one of the group's surgeons. He was then seen by Dr. Brad Bernardini on 2-8-22 in that regard. The plan was to perform surgery involving partial medial meniscectomy. They were going to schedule this within the next week. Insert the MRI from 1-4-22 if we haven't already. New paragraph. On 8-8-22, Mr. Christensen was seen by Dr. DeMorat, DeMorat. He was working regular duty and doing minimal aggressive work, more supervisory work. He still had persistent pain in his left knee. He still needs to delay surgery due to personal and work constraints. Accordingly, he was going to use anti-inflammatories and intermittent compression sleeve with avoidance of deep squatting and kneeling. That is not part of his job requirement anyway. Dr. Dr. Demarat followed his care over the ensuing several weeks through 3/29/23. Appeared he had been doing simple low impact exercises straight ahead without complaint or difficulty. Period. Exam was showed full range of motion with no joint line tenderness and no effusion. Period. They discussed that in regards to this work injury, he had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from active orthopedic care at full duty. Period. In paragraph, prior records show Mr. Christensen had an abdominal ultrasound on 1/26/16. Period. He had a chest x-ray on 1/26/16. Period. He had CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis on 5/16/16. Period. And put this in bold. None of the results of those studies need to be inserted. New paragraph. He was also seen by a primary care physician named Dr. Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N, beginning as early as 8/3/17. Period. He complained of increased anxiety and stress with daily difficulty sleeping as he is going through a possible divorce. Pretty was seeing Dr. Vodges, V-O-D-G-E-S, who prescribed Zoloft, but he did not start it. Pretty does have a history of anger, outbursts, and irritability that may be related to PTSD or an old head injury. Period. Dr. Carlin rendered diagnoses of adjustment disorder with anxiety, comma, insomnia, comma, and hyperlipidemia. Pretty referred the petitioner for various laboratory studies done on the dates described. Pretty Dr. Carlin continued to see Mr. Christensen regularly through 5/7/21. Period. Additional laboratory studies were ordered. Period. He was counseled regarding maintenance of healthy weight and regular exercise during this annual physical exam. Period. On the visit before, on 5/15/20, he continued to have COVID symptoms, as he did since 3/26/20. Pretty was referred for COVID testing that was negative. Period. He did have an MRI of the cervical spine on 3/30/19 at the referral of Dr. Annapole to be inserted here. Period. He also had MRI of the left shoulder on 4/12/19 at the referral of Dr. Annapole. But the history given was, quote, left shoulder pain for 1 year, comma, no trauma. Period, end quote. Insert those results here. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states in the past he was able to do a 1,200 pound set of leg presses, but now can only do 800 pounds. Pretty did suffer from COVID previously. Pretty did enjoy skiing in the past. Pretty has worked 30 years in the maritime industry before working at the insured. Period, extremities lower, normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbar normal. Impressions. On 11/18/21, Robert Christensen felt pain in his left knee after maintaining a kneeling position while at work. Period, he did not strike the knee, comma, fall on it, or twist it. appeared the next day. He was seen in urgent care and initiated on conservative care, period. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. Bernardini on 12-28-21. Period. Left knee MRI was done on 1-4-22 to be inserted here. Period. Surgery for the knee was discussed. Period. He had another orthopedic evaluation with Dr. DeMarat with continued conservative care. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found no swelling or effusion at the left knee. Period. There was full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He ambulated without antalgia and could squat and rise. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the left knee were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a medial meniscal tear. Treated conservatively with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And